Episode 852, My Strength is My Story with Christine Sperling, Makes Three Organics.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the radio.
Happy, happy day. I know it's a great day because it is my Strength is My Story series. And today we have a fabulous guest with us, Christine Sperling with Makes Three Organics. Our conversation was mind-blowing in so many ways. Be ready to get your awesomeness on. Now, before we jump in, I must give a shout-out. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. It's no accident that you're here. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Now, you're going to walk away today listening to Christine with some incredible insight to balance, toxicity, and self-love. And she even has a special gift for you. For those of you who want to try Makes Three Organics, she has a promo code, Christiane20%. You use that promo code. It'll be in the show notes, too, just in case if you forget, and how to spell my name, for 20% off. This is your opportunity to try something amazing. She'll also share with you the reason she started Makes Three Organics. As for a finance attorney turned entrepreneur, you know it's going to be a dynamic story. Listen to her heart as you hear from Christine Sperling with Makes Three Organics. Welcome to Create Your Now. Today is the series, My Strength is My Story, and I am delighted to have on an incredible entrepreneur, a mother. Her name is Christine Sperling. She is a wife of 10 years, a mother to her beautiful daughter, and a retired finance attorney of 12 years turned entrepreneur. She is the founder and CEO of Makes Three Organics, whose mission is to create pure organic and non-toxic products, helping families nourish their skin and simplify their lives with one family brand. Christine, I am ready to detox. I need some purification today. Come on in.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to share my story and the story of Makes Three Organics with you and with your listeners.
Oh, well, it is my privilege to have you here. I think we're going to have a blast because I don't know about you, but sometimes, you know, in this world, we just kind of get a little stuffy. And sometimes our life becomes stuffy with not only our activities and our responsibilities, but of the stuff that we use. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that today, about your product line, Makes Three Organics, and where it came from. But before we jump into that, I want you to tell us a little bit about what keeps Christine hopping.
There are so many things actually that keep me motivated. So it's hard to pin down that one, but I really think the main motivator for me is actually my family. It's my husband. It's my daughter. It's creating a life that we enjoy living, creating a life that we are happy to wake up to every day. And that can sometimes also be stuffy. Getting there to that point where you recognize and realize and are grateful for your daily life. And so the effort that you put in to making that work, I feel radiates out into the rest of your life as well. So when we have sort of a set priority that we actually as a family have discussed. We have a family plan, similar to a business plan. You can see, you know, that lawyer in me loves to be organized with plans.
Yes.
But really in that, for us, our list of priorities to share with you is that we put God first. Mm-hmm. We put ourselves second, our marriage third, our daughter fourth. Now that to a lot of people might sound like a strange hierarchy of priorities, but we find when we are fulfilling each one of those, putting our focus in that direction, everything flows well. Mm-hmm. Sort of like flows like a waterfall down into creating that happy life that we're seeking, you know, seeking to have as a family.
Oh, that is beautiful, Christine. I love that.
And
even though you say that your child is fourth, they really don't seem like they're fourth in that level because it shifts. Honestly, you all are kind of all equal to a degree, but you got to take care of yourself is what you're saying.
Yes, exactly. That's what I mean. It's not like it's not like you think, oh, well, you're fourth in line, so, you know, you're going to get the what's left over. What I find is that if I'm fulfilling sort of from that top down, again, it flows like a waterfall down. And so it replenishes and fulfills and sort of makes everything whole. And when you lose track of putting, for example, your own personal health high on that list, everything else will be impacted by that. And things can actually suffer. Your marriage can suffer. The health and well-being of your children can suffer. So that's why you really, and especially for women, I know this is a challenge to think this way, but we really do need to put ourselves really high on that list of priorities because if we aren't feeling like we're eating well, getting enough sleep, if we feel like we're off of our exercise routine, then, you know, everything else just starts to fray away. So that's why we really try to think of it in that way and prioritizing our life in that way.
Oh, that's beautiful. So what would a typical day look like for you to create this waterfall effect?
Well, my eyes pop open at about 5:15. I think I'm trying to figure out why that's shifted, because most certainly when I was younger, I definitely was a late sleeper, to bed late, that sort of thing. But something shifted, I think, in my physiology over the last five to eight years, and suddenly I just wake up in the morning and I go to bed early. I'm an early riser. So I use that time in the morning to myself, actually, to do some reading, to do some meditation and prayer, and to set my priorities for the day, the things that I need to accomplish that day. And sometimes I actually do get some work in the morning, so that when I'm starting my day off, when my daughter wakes up and it's time for me to get her going for her day, that I'm not distracted by all of those things that have to be accomplished during the day. I've already organize them in my mind. I've already had that time to myself. I'd love to say that I exercised in the morning, but that is not the schedule that seems to work for me. I know a lot of women who are able to get out the door at 6 o'clock and go for a half an hour jog or something, but that's not how my body really functions. So I need to do that later in the day. But in any event, so by the time my daughter is awake in the morning, I can focus on her, get her set for her day, and get her out of the door. And Dan is actually oriented in the same way. So he's an early riser. He tends to get up, get some work done in the morning before Alice gets going in her day. And then by the time that we go to work together, we have a focused idea of what we need to accomplish that day. So that's really how we build the foundation of our day.
That is an awesome foundation, because I know a lot of people try to find that balance, and I hate that word, honestly.
Because,
you know, it's more of a harmony and figuring out what is really working. And that's why your description of this waterfall effect is gorgeous, you know, because it is a matter of how it feeds in. And then with that waterfall effect, it goes down. And think how much then more energy you have to give to everyone else, including your customers.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, we walk into our morning feeling energized to really be responsive to the variety of customers that we have. We sort of look at customers in a broad sense. We have a broad definition of who our customers are. They include our staff. Our customers include, for example, maybe our wholesale buyers. Our customers would include the vendors that we interact with on a daily basis, and they include our direct retail buyers that are finding us online. So we try to look at that word sort of broadly so that we're bringing the same level of energy and love and gratitude and respect for basically, you know, everyone that we're interacting with through the day. And we hope that that shows in the products that we create and then the service that we give to each of our customers as a result.
Well, I can tell you, I love the products. I have a few of them here. I have the, the All Over Body Balm, which this is the unscented one. I know you have scented ones too, but I love this one. It is awesome.
Oh, good.
And then, of course, the Lavender Bar. Yeah, I know this may be a little bit TMI, but I took a shower with it, and I love it, love it, love it.
It's good.
It's like, and it smells. It's not even overbearing, but just imagine a field of lavender, and you just kind of you feel immersed in it. And it is so beautiful. And then, of course, I love the lip balm.
The lip balm.
This is to die for.
And that's our passion fruit.
Yes.
We love that flavor.
Oh, my goodness. And my children, okay, my two girls, I have two of my five are girls, and then the three are boys. Then, of course, there's dad. But they absolutely adore the lip balm. And dad has already stolen one. So that says anything.
I love it.
Yeah. So, and it definitely comes with love. I can tell even when I put it on, I was like, oh my gosh, it's just, it's precious. When you sent this to me, I felt something in it. Now, maybe that sounds a little strange to some people, but there is something within this. So tell us a little bit about Makes 3 Organics.
Yeah. So, we were motivated to start Makes 3 Organics actually, after our daughter, Alice, she got sick with a lot of the things that a lot of children these days, are, you know, displaying: asthma, severe allergies. She also had eczema. And she first started showing signs of this. Her first asthma attack was when she was 2.5. And then we started recognizing that she also had environmental and food allergies by the time she was 4 years old. And two of those allergies are very severe. We've been very, very lucky that she has not had an anaphylactic reaction. But so many families today face the type of severe allergy that can result in an anaphylactic reaction. They they say statistically, like, there are two per classroom. Two kids in every classroom in the United States that are facing this potential life-threatening type of allergy. So when we went to see her allergist and started talking about what to do about it, of course, he gave us a prescription to an EpiPen, but he also told us to detox our lives. And he said to look at the ingredients that are in our personal care products and our household cleaning products. And to us, this was a big wake-up call, because we thought we were doing all the right things, because we had already been buying organic food and, you know, not giving her all of those types of foods, you know, that have a lot of additives or food colorings and so forth. So we really thought we were doing the right thing. So it came out as a big wake-up call to start looking more deeply into all of the products that we're bringing in our home. And when we went shopping for new personal care products and really started reading the ingredients, we were really surprised. Even in the natural food stores, there are products that claim that they're natural, but there are chemicals in there that we didn't know what they were. And that's what really first led us to the Environmental Working Group, which is an amazing nonprofit organization that is doing all types of research on the chemicals that are coming into our household. And that's how we first started learning about you know, some of the toxicity of some of those products that are out there. And we just decided to create our own to solve the problem for our family. And that's why we started with soap, and which is another foundational way, you know, to start your day in an intentional way. What are the products that you're using in the morning in the shower? So when you were in the shower this morning and you used our lavender soap, it's not only that you know, like, it's a good product, it's non-toxic, it's totally natural, made with plant oils, but that aroma of the lavender kind of took you to another place.
Oh, and it did.
That's one of the fun ways that we create our products as well. So we want them to be good for you, but we want them also to be enjoyable to use.
Mm-hmm. Well, they are very enjoyable, and I can't wait to get my hands on some more. I'm just saying. And you all, we all have. If you are all interested in picking up your own or trying it out, we will have the link in the show notes for you so you can go and get that information. It's awesome. You're going to want to try this. And I'm one who, you know, my children suffered, Christine, from eczema severely, all five of them. And in fact, I think it was my fault. Because it came from my side. I didn't realize growing up, eczema wasn't talked about in my age, you know, when I was a little girl.
Right. No, it wasn't.
And
no.
So with mine, I mean, when I'm talking severe, I'm talking where they get very red patches and a little mm-hmm. bit scaly. And I mean, they could just sit there and scratch.
Yes.
And sometimes it begins to peel. I mean, I know this sounds gross to some of you who are listening. If you're having breakfast, I'm sorry. But it's important that we take care of our body because it's the temple that God has given us.
Yes.
You know, and we have
to
take care of that.
Yes. Yeah. I look at it this way. We have to help him help us.
Mm-hmm.
And so to do that, we really have to care for our, we have to care for our bodies. We really do. It's all connected.
Yes.
And if we are putting in foods that contain toxins, and if we're putting products onto our skin that contain toxins, it just really interferes. It just interferes on so many levels with the functioning of our lives. So when you put personal care products on your skin, you really can think of it this way. You're eating through your skin. Your skin is your largest organ. It's an organ. It's operating to filter toxins. But when you overload it with toxins, that's when things can go wrong. So our products are made in harmony, I believe, with our bodies because they come from the natural world. Everything is plant-based. Every single ingredient that goes onto your skin is a plant-based ingredient. So, and we also, to back up all of our claims, because I think, one thing, as I sort of hinted at, that we found, when we started really looking at these products was that there is, a lot of misinformation, a lot of, about on product packaging. So we provide all of our customers with the third-party verification of our claims. So we're USDA organic, and also most of our products, and all of our products will be, once we get through this process, EWG verified. And that's Environmental Working Group. They've created a program for personal care products so that companies can really demonstrate through rigorous, very rigorous testing that the products are actually truly non-toxic. We were one of the first companies to launch with them. Mm. And so then when you see that EWG seal on our products, that's what it means. We've gone through all of this testing. They verify and test all of our ingredients and our packaging, and we also have to use good manufacturing processes in our manufacturing. So there, it really gives all of the assurances, I believe, you know, that we all deserve when we're buying a product, that all the claims that the product is making are actually true.
Right, right. Because these products, they're not all regulated by the FDA. Correct?
No, that's correct. There's no one regulatory body that looks at personal care and tells you or gives, you know, any kind of verification. Mm-hmm. Now, we actually don't go through the FDA either. You have to go through the FDA when you start making medical claims about the effects of your products.
Gotcha.
So, although it's wonderful, I love it that your children and Alice too have a benefit of using our products on your eczema. We have not yet gone through that rigor of testing, but that's definitely in the future because it's actually a side effect of our products that we didn't anticipate. We were creating products to be natural and to work in harmony with your skin and to not add to the toxic load that your body is carrying. Mm-hmm. But we didn't create these products anticipating all of these wonderful effects that we hear from our customers. So we hear a lot of ways, the ways that our products are impacting specific health issues for people. And that has been just such a blessing and an unanticipated blessing and side effect of the products that we're creating. So, it's going to be important for us at some point to seek to be able to make those claims and go through the rigorous testing that the FDA requires. Mm-hmm. So you can look for that in the future.
Well, and I think that's important for consumers to know and the listeners to know that that with the FDA, people who make these claims, because there are other companies out there, whether they're network marketing companies, whatever, that will start to make these medical claims, and they can actually come and impose a sanction on you as a company.
Yes, they can.
Because
that's
you haven't gone through the process. So when you say you're not giving these medical claims, it's because by law you cannot share them.
That's correct.
Right.
That's correct.
Just so the consumers understand that. Because it's a little, I mean, it really is confusing, Christine. You know,
it
if you don't understand it, I mean, I have been a part of, not a manufacturer or anything, but on the network marketing side of some really good, solid products. And I understand from their training basis, but for the average person who doesn't really know and doesn't go into that research, it can be mind blowing. And, you know,
it is, it's very confusing. And we do try to provide, because of that, part of our mission is also to provide information to our customers and to people, and just about not just medical claims, but also just about what does it mean to be natural, what does it mean to be organic, because there are a lot of companies out there that make claims that their products are natural, and there is no meaning at all behind the word natural. So any company can put the word natural on their products, but you really don't know how natural they actually are. You don't know until you actually read the ingredients. Mm-hmm. And even then, sometimes the ingredients, you know, can be confusing. Like, for example, natural flavors. So that word can be pretty confusing. What does that really mean? Mm-hmm. We don't know, because right now natural flavors could be one of thousands of different ingredients, including certain toxic chemicals can be included in that word, natural flavors. One of the things that we're trying to do as a company, and that we are doing as a company, is participating in a legislative initiative to require companies to disclose not only ingredients, but also ingredients within ingredients. Because we believe the consumer really, in order to make informed decisions, needs to know exactly what are in those products. Mm-hmm. So that's been a really gratifying part of my work, to be able to be part of that initiative, to be able to just inform people. And we now really want that information. Consumers want that information. Yes. Times are changing. There's the internet. We all research. We all are very invested in the products that we're bringing into our home. More and more people are becoming invested in the products that we bring into our home and really understanding the potential impacts on our health and our household. And so that is something that I've been quite lucky to be able to be involved in.
Well, that's fantastic. I love that, because even when you look on the back or the front, doesn't matter, on any of the packaging, you start to read those ingredients. And some of those words, it's like, I need like a scientific calculator and dictionary to figure out what in the heck and how to pronounce them. I mean, seriously.
Yes, exactly. And well, so the thing is that although we are a company that promotes and creates only natural products derived from plants, I'm not, I don't think all chemicals are the enemy, because the ability to use chemicals in our everyday lives, in certain manufacturing processes, in, you know, certain products that we bring into our home, of course, you know, chemistry is not bad, but we can look and find out which chemicals are going to be good for us and which chemicals may or will have a harmful effect on our health. And so when you disclose your ingredients on the labels, consumers have the ability to choose for themselves. And that's all we want, is the ability to choose for ourselves. And with organizations like the Environmental Working Group, you can go and you can look up specific chemicals and you can see the level of toxicity, and then you can make your choices. For example, I believe Balance is a very challenging word, mm-hmm. but I do believe approaching a natural life with balance, because I think that we can also stress ourselves out by trying to make our lives natural. Mm-hmm. And so I do believe in finding a balance. For example, like I really personally don't want to give up my shampoo. The shampoo brand that I use for a specific purpose. It's easy on my hair color. It provides some extra body and bounce, you know, to my thinning hair. And I really love that shampoo. That shampoo rates in the medium range for toxicity. So I balance that out with other products that I am totally dedicated to using. For example, I use our products. I use our shampoo on my chest, which is starting to show some effects of aging and sun exposure. I use our lavender balm at night. I use it on my face. You know, I use our products all over my body otherwise, so that I can, you know, really still use that shampoo. Mm-hmm. Some people really disagree with that. They think that you need to go, you know, all organic or all natural. Mm-hmm. As soon as I find a shampoo that I love using that can give me those effects, I will switch. But right now, you know, the market is catching up. Yes. So the market, now there are more companies that are providing those types of products. And so I'm very hopeful that I will be able to switch. But for now, I make choices. Mm-hmm. And one of the ways that we help our customers make those choices is I've created what I call the Everyone's Organic Shopping List. And if you sign up for our email on our website, you can get a copy of that shopping list, and it helps you go to the grocery store and make choices over, you know, is this absolutely essential to buy organic, or can I buy it conventional? For example, strawberries. always buy organic strawberries. Yeah. Strawberries absorb everything around them, every pesticide that is sprayed on them. Those strawberries just soak it up. Mm-hmm. So we always say buy organic strawberries. Oranges, they've got a thick skin on them. So you can buy conventional oranges. In our opinion, if you need to choose where you're going to put your organic dollars, those would be two types of choices that are illustrated on that shopping list to achieve that kind of balance that we try to achieve in approaching this type of lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, and I absolutely love that. And your shopping list is superb. To be able to kind of help process of dissecting, gosh, where do I go? Because it is crazy. I mean, there's so many things out there. And then if you have a large family like we do, mm-hmm. I mean, you buy organic everything.
Right.
It can get pretty pricey, you know. But there are certain things, like you said, you know, strawberries, that's one that we go for the organic because we know we're eating the outside, that, you know, it's much better. A banana and orange, not so much.
Right.
You know, it has a peel on it to help protect the inside.
Exactly.
Love that. So we will have that information for you in the show notes because you will want to pick up your shopping list. And, of course, you'll also want to check out their new products. I love them.
Yes.
Love them. Love them. Love them. Okay, so let's define organic because we talked about natural a little bit, but I want to talk about organic because that's part of your title, Makes Three Organics.
Yes.
What is organic? Because I know our definition out there is really screwed up in this world.
Yeah. There are a lot of different ways to think about what makes organic. And part of that I'll talk about secondly. The first thing is to think of it this way. Something that is organic, it's something that is derived from a living organism or made with a living organism. And that means it comes from plants for personal care. It means it comes from a living plant as opposed to conventional products, which come from petroleum. They come from oil, and it's called petroleum byproduct, which these petroleum chemicals are derived from. But from my perspective, you could also just call it petroleum waste. Petroleum byproduct comes from the waste from the refining process, and companies need to find a way to use up that waste. And so they create various chemicals that we end up using on our skin. Some of those petroleum byproducts absolutely essential to how our society functions, but we do not need to put them on our skin. We just don't. We don't need it. And so for organics, when it comes to personal care, that's the basic foundation. It comes from a plant. Mm-hmm. But under USDA regulations, mm-hmm. it also means that you don't spray any non-organic chemicals. You don't use non-organic chemicals in the processing of the product as well. So that's why it means GMO-free. Now, mm-hmm. to me, genetic modification is the big thing that people feel there's a lot of controversy over what that means and whether or not GMOs are healthy for you or not healthy for you.
Yes.
So what I would like to say first is this. I don't focus on the genetic modification of GMOs. We use genetic modification in many different ways. We use it, to create vaccines, which I understand can also be a controversial subject, but we're going to stay off that subject.
Right.
But we use genetic modification in many different ways. But what you have to ask is why? Why are we genetically modifying this plant in this particular way? And when it comes to agriculture, we modify the genetics of plants so that we can spray chemicals on them and the plant won't die. I'm going to say that again. Mm-hmm. We genetically modify plants to spray a particular herbicide called glyphosate, or also known as Roundup, onto those plants and they won't die. And that's why the whole industry of GMO crops really exploded in the late 90s. So they are very, it is very effective. If you want to keep weeds out of a field of corn, mm-hmm. spray an herbicide on it, but that herbicide would otherwise kill the corn as well. Mm-hmm. If you can figure out how to genetically modify that corn so that it won't die, then you've created a product that's super effective. And that's basically what they did. And the issue with that is that that particular herbicide and chemical actually does have a negative effect on our health and the health of the environment. And that's what we're finding more and more. Mm-hmm. So non-GMO or GMO-free means no chemicals. That's basically what it means. But the chemicals that are used and that are allowed on non-GMO crops or organic crops mm-hmm. are chemicals that are organically derived. There still can be controversy over those as well. A purist wants only ladybugs, to keep pests off of crops. So we've got to find somewhere in the middle. But the whole point of the GMO-free movement is to really reduce the amount of herbicides that are sprayed on crops that we end up eating mm-hmm. or that end up in the environment. Mm-hmm. And so that's really what it means to be GMO-free, which is a big part of being organic. And so that's part of our messaging as well, is to try and help people realize, like, we're not necessarily talking about the nutrient content. Mm-hmm. If you've got some sweet corn that's organic versus sweet corn that's conventional, they're probably going to produce the same amount of nutrients for your body. But the thing that's in the corn, the sweet corn, is also going to be the chemical. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yes, okay. It does. Yes.
Okay.
No, it makes a lot of sense. And hopefully that will clear it up for some people, because you hear in the news media, they just throw yeah. around the term GMO. And yeah. nobody takes time to really sit down and explain it. And then as a consumer, who really, the power is in us, in the mighty
yes.
dollar.
Absolutely.
Or whatever your currency that you're using and what you purchase. Because
yes.
that's where they're going to say, oh, well, it's affecting this. They're going to go towards this. So we're going to produce more this way.
Yes, exactly.
You know, and cheaper yeah. isn't always better.
No, and in fact, the movement in organics really is having an impact. There's more and more agricultural land that is being approved. It takes 5 years. It's a very expensive process. So most agricultural land in order to turn it from a conventional acre into an organic acre. It takes 5 years of not being exposed to the chemicals. So it takes a lot of investment to turn that land into organic. But we're seeing more and more land come online for organics, which is really great. And that's the power of the dollar. That is the power of us, yes, consumers, making choices in the grocery aisles to say, you know, enough with the chemicals. You know, let's get back to something that's more natural. And it's amazing to see also like urban agriculture popping up, the proliferation of farmers markets. So it's not only just that, it's also like a buying local movement that's going on as a result of it, which is wonderful. And it also means for us, for the ingredients that we use, the more land that becomes available for organic agriculture, the more competitive suppliers have to be for the ingredients that we buy, so that prices really can come down. And we've really tried with our products to create what I call aspirational yet affordable type of products. So it's organic for everyone, which is one of our mantras. So the lower that we try to offer a very competitive price for all of our products, even though they're organic, and then also to make them competitive with a conventional product as well, so that anybody, it's not just reserved, you know, for people who shop at natural food stores or people, you know, who shop at online. Like, we really would, we, our goal is to get our products at, you know, in convenience stores as well. So anybody can buy our products, they can be exposed and use a product that's going to work in harmony with their body. They're going to feel great, smell great, and then also you just have the peace of mind, yes, knowing that it's a natural product.
Yes, and everybody needs their lip balm for vacation, I'm just saying.
Absolutely.
And as a reminder, Mother's Day is around the corner, and so maybe you haven't been taking care of yourself. You took care of your mom or a neighbor. This is something maybe you need to look in for the listeners and yeah, pick up something for you special. Yes. And treat yourself, because you are, you matter, and you're a priority. You need to be a priority. And it's not just about spending money, but it's taking care of the body that God has given you.
That's right.
And it is so, it's just vital to your health. And then also you pass that health on. You know, you pass it on to the people that see you and watch you. A stranger can come up and say something to you.
Yes, that's right. It's, you know, back to an earlier comment that you made about you gave the genetics of eczema to your children. However, one of the things that Alice's physician said to us is we may carry genetic markers, but they don't all have to be expressed. So yes, what's the trigger? What's the trigger? Mm-hmm. And so when you're using products like ours, you know, the philosophy behind it is that you won't trip those triggers, so to speak. Mm-hmm. You're working in harmony with your body. You're using products and ingredients that come from the natural world. And you're not building up toxicity in your body that is apparently triggering a lot of these illnesses in children, not just children, though, as well. Cancer rates and other illness, you know, rates of illness have also skyrocketed. Mm-hmm. So when you make that intentional choice, when you're at the grocery store of buying something that you know is healthy, you know is good for you, you know is non-toxic, and then using it intentionally as well, like when you're putting on the balm on your skin, you know, just you're being grateful and you're showing gratitude to your body. That sort of intentional action really, I think, also helps us be healthier. And then yes, it's the example that we're setting. We set those examples for our children so they learn from a young age, you know, healthy habits as well.
Yes, yes. Very well said. Y'all need to be taking notes. I'm just saying, because you got to begin to balance and detox. So let's talk about toxic, the term toxins, yes, things being toxic, to detox. What does all that mean? Because again, that's another, what is it?
Yes. So toxicity is a word that means it's actually like a breakdown of living things. So it's a breakdown of living organisms, a breakdown of natural processes, which is something that is toxic. And So some of the chemicals that are in products today can be neurotoxins, they can be carcinogens, they can be allergens, and just irritants as well. Mm-hmm. And so when you're looking at toxicity in the body, one of the things that I found in our research was this term called the chemical body burden. And that is the number of foreign chemicals that we all have in our bodies today. And scientists, and I can provide you with some of this information that you can provide for your listeners as well. But basically, most people are carrying like over 200 foreign chemicals that were not in our bodies just 40 years ago. So we're being exposed to these toxins in a variety of different ways, not only through, you know, the things that we put on our skin, but it's the air we breathe. Mm-hmm. It might be your furniture at home. Many different products that we use, you know, on a regular basis today can actually be impacting that. And then what does that mean? So you've got, you know, 200 or so or more, extra chemicals in your body. Well, what does that mean? Well, they all kind of interact mm-hmm. in your body mm-hmm. as well. So the chemical, you know, reaction doesn't just stop, you know, when they start interacting in your body, there are things that happen and then it can just cause a breakdown in your system. And so we believe that by, you know, cleansing your body and using all natural products and doing your best on a daily basis to eat food that also doesn't carry a lot of chemicals, that you can just really improve your health and make yourself, you know, less reactive to the environment, essentially.
Because mm-hmm. when we begin to have those breakdowns in our body, then we have those mm-hmm. triggers.
Yes.
So give us an example, because some people will be like, well, what do they mean by a trigger?
It's basically you make your body more inflamed. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot, there's a lot that really goes into this. So your body is carrying a lot of chemicals that it doesn't necessarily have the processes to filter. And so then your inflammatory response really gets triggered in your body. And once that inflammatory response is triggered, then you're just more susceptible to other illness and the expression perhaps of genetic illnesses that you might be carrying. This is what I believe, and this is what we find in our research and how we've been informed. And so when you think of it, you can just think of, and there's a lot out there even about inflammatory foods that people might be eating and how inflammatory foods affect your health. Mm-hmm. So you can think of it in the same way. Is this a product that is going to work with my body, or is this a product that might be working against my body?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, and it's interesting that you mentioned that, because for some things, I know when I was much younger, since I'm so old now, and wiser. Aren't
yes,
you wiser,
exactly.
Right, Christina?
We have so much more wisdom, yes.
We do. So I can remember I would put certain products on my face. Now, mm-hmm. this was way before the time that I knew I had eczema. You know, I just knew that when I would sit down on the grass, I could kind of get a little itchy and my skin would be a little irritated and eventually it would go away, or I would eat something mm-hmm. and I would notice. But when I would use products, when I got old enough, you know, not so wise then, I would try to put it on my skin and it would, you know, I would have red spots.
Yes.
Where
yeah.
before
yeah.
I wasn't. And so obviously yeah. that product that I put on my skin triggered something.
Mm-hmm.
And so
exactly.
again, then my body is responding to it because it's ultimately
yes.
a chemical reaction.
Yes. Yes, it is. Well, and that's an example of something that you can really easily identify because you put it on your skin and you have a reaction.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's sort of like the first level of thinking about how triggers work.
Mm-hmm.
The challenging thing about toxicity is that you can't always identify the specific combination mm-hmm. that is triggering a response. And so with food allergies, for example.
Yes.
Why are all of these food allergies, you know, suddenly being expressed in kids? Well, yes, you eat the peanut butter and you have a reaction. Is that really the root cause of the reaction? Or is that peanut butter allergy really being instigated in a sense by something else that's happening in the body?
Yes.
So that's where a lot of research is going on right now, because we know the number of peanut allergies is just really skyrocketing, and we mm-hmm. and has been skyrocketing, and we know that that curve outpaces genetics. It's outpacing what the genetic increase with an increase in the population. Mm-hmm. So what a lot of science is really focused on now is really trying to get down to, what is it about the body? What is it about the what's in our bodies right now that are eliciting these types of allergies? Mm-hmm. So it's really actually complex. And so I can't say to you, oh, this particular chemical, you know, is causing peanut allergies in kids. Right. But we do know that when you reduce levels of toxins in your body, that overall health is better and that you're not as susceptible to these types of reactions. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think everybody's going to want to detox after this and pick up a few of your wonderful products because they are spectacular. I mean, this lavender bar, oh my gosh, it is to die for. I'm just saying.
I'm so glad you love it.
And it doesn't have to be the lavender. She's got a couple different ones to choose from, I know. So you'll have to go. We'll have the link in the show notes. You'll want to go and kind of test some out on your own because I promise you, you will not be sorry. I think you will really, truly enjoy it because I know I have. Oh, my goodness, Christine, we have covered so much, but let me ask you this. How does Make 3 Organic stand out from others?
Well, I think the first place that we really do stand out in is that we really are one of the first companies to really, truly provide that third-party verification. When I started making my products, there were more companies that were starting to recognize, you know, this need for naturals and the need for organics. But again, there is a lot of misrepresentation in the marketplace as well, which is why we really want to provide those third-party verifications. So we are USDA organic and EWG verified. But the other thing that the other area I think that we stand out is in our flavor combinations. I call them flavors. You don't want to eat our soap, but it is all natural. You could if you wanted to, but so we call them flavors. And I just, you know, I just love all of them. They're really created because I love them, but I think that, you know, what I find is that I sort of have a universal taste, so to speak. So I love all of our flavors. They give a different experience to each person when they smell them. Mm-hmm. And they're made with all essential oils as well. So there's a lot of aromatherapy benefit to using our products, not only in the clean, pure oils, base oils that we use, but also in the essential oils that you're smelling. So that, I think, is another way that we really stand out. The other thing is also that we are really trying to make our products as affordable as possible. Mm-hmm. Our products aren't, you know, sort of pie in the sky products. They're everyday products we want everyone to be able to use. And so we really try to keep that price at a point where everybody can use them. Mm-hmm.
Well, you do a tremendous job, and I am so glad that I found you. We found each other. We were actually introduced by a listener. So, listeners, you may know someone out there that you want to get on My Strength is My Story series. This is how Christine and I connected. So you truly matter. You have power, not just in the dollar, but in your voice. And I think that's something that we all can take away because you, Christine, have shown, a retired finance attorney of 12 years. Who would have thought you would have ended up an entrepreneur personal care products?
No, I never anticipated it. It just happened. It really just, the need and the idea presented itself to my husband and to me. And we just really felt the calling. Yes. And so we really made that leap of faith. You step outside of your comfort zone. You step outside of what you know. Step outside of all of the structure and systems that are placed around you when you follow a traditional path like we had, and then you just kind of follow your heart and make that leap.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and you took a big leap.
We did take a big leap, yes.
Now, how old is Makes 3 Organics?
So I started as a cottage business, really just out of the home. Mm-hmm. I guess that was about 4 years ago. Wow. And I sold just to friends and family, and I had a Facebook page, but, you know, really was just doing it more as a hobby. And then it just started clicking, and the whole sort of momentum behind it started growing. And then my husband became really interested in it. And I couldn't be doing this without him. He's absolutely an essential role in making this company work. And so he, you know, really became interested in it. And then we decided to launch it together as a full-time endeavor, I guess about 2.5 or years ago or so. And then we worked, still continued, or was that 3 years ago? We still continued working out of our home until just last fall. And that's when we moved into this wonderful facility that we have, where we have everything is here. We manufacture here. We ship here. Our offices are here. Everything happens. It's now under, you know, one roof that we could barely even envision a year ago. So it's been a really amazing experience.
What a blessing. So if you've got a mom or even a dad out there, because we've got our dads out there listening, and they're in the corporate world or they're the stay at home, and they're like, I have a dream. And it's a crazy dream. Yeah. Because, you know, you going from attorney to, most people would not marriage those two together.
No.
What, I don't want to say advice, but what tool or strategy would you give them in fulfilling their first step to getting to their dream?
I would say first, do it sooner than later. Don't wait. Don't sit and think about it and let the years go by, or even a half a year go by. Don't rely on watching your 401k, you know, increase in value. And just really, I think the big thing is listening to your heart. I feel that there's a lot of talk in our society about listening to your heart, but how many people actually know how to do that? That's a particular tuning into that is something that I think needs practice for most people. And that's finding quiet time, which again, I think in our society is not really valued, finding that quiet time. Yeah. So, you know, as I'm talking about it, I think really find that quiet time, find that still small place, and really try to listen, and then allow that voice to grow. I think a lot of us try to maybe push down that voice, and we don't want to listen because it is risky. And then I would say, you know, find that quiet time to yourself, listen to that voice, do it sooner than later. And then you also have to be able to realize that there are going to be some ups and downs, and you've got to see through those valleys. You have to see through those valleys, because when you change your life in this kind of a way, you have been basically, you're on a different learning curve. And the skills that you had that made you successful in this particular job may not directly translate into starting a business, but you just have to keep on moving forward every day, and you have to see through that dream, and you have to bring yourself back to that voice that was in your heart through those periods that are more challenging. And also, really, you have to tune out the people that tell you that you can't do it. You really do. That's a big part of it as well. So those obstacles are going to be placed in your way, and it's up to you really to see past it, and sometimes even use it as motivation. Yeah. So sometimes the people that don't believe in what you're doing, you can use that as motivation. And so you have to find your way of dealing with those obstacles as they come up. And it's okay to use the naysayers as motivation. I'll just say that. It's okay. It's okay to use that as motivation to succeed. And just keep plugging away and keep working, and just keep your eye focused on that initial, again, whatever that was speaking to your heart. You've got to come back to that time and time again to keep going. And then what you find is that after that period of time of building momentum, something starts to click into gear. And that's what you're waiting for, and that's what you're working for.
I love it. I hope you all have written all that down, because that is someone who has totally changed her life, and not just her life, but her family's life. You have Makes 3 Organics, an incredible business. Where did that title, that name come from?
Well, it's a fun name. It comes from that phrase, you and me and baby makes three. And because Alice, she's our only, and she was the inspiration for the business. And so for whatever reason, that phrase kept coming back to me, you and me and baby makes three. What about makes three? And we thought, makes three? Like, what does that even mean? Makes three? Like, that doesn't seem very catchy. But the wonderful thing about that name is that once people get it and they remember it. And so it represents, the makes three represents a lot of different things to us. It represents us as a family. It represents us in interacting. The three is also all those customers that I was talking about earlier. Mm-hmm. There's also an aspect of the Trinity for that, for us, for me personally. Mm-hmm. And so it's a very, the name works on a lot of different levels for us. Mm-hmm. And we, we had to see past the naysayers with the name and really believe that people would connect with it. And they are. They really are.
Yeah, it's very unique, and I love it. And, in fact, I'm so glad you brought up the Trinity also, because that, I can tell, is a very important part of your life. And, you know, it is. It makes three. And and it takes three, you know, to live the life that God has inspired each of us to live. And he has truly created a masterpiece in you. And it's such a privilege that you're taking his creation, truly, and creating some amazing products that, you know, you can grow lavender and you can use it, you can cook with it and, you know, put it in some oils yourself. But to be able to take it and actually use it as, you know, where you wash your body and you know you're getting a good cleansing. Not everybody can do that, and you can. Yeah. And I love that confidence and what you all are creating. It's magnificent.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Oh, well, we have covered a ton. What haven't we covered?
I know.
Maybe we need to talk about what you eat for dinner. No. But it is.
That varies from day to day.
Exactly. Oh, well, we'll definitely have to have you back, because I know you're going to have more products coming around the corner.
Yes, we will.
And, you know, we've talked about just having you on as a, you know, a guest invite, where we just open up and we talk about kind of what's trending. And so, listeners out there, if you've got some questions in regards to personal care or organics, you know, topical products, all of that, send them in to us. The link, of course, is in the show notes. You can click on that link there. And we want to hear from you, because we are here to serve and help you. And Makes 3 Organics is truly about informing, because even if you don't purchase, I mean, she's told me this, so I'm going to say it. Even if you don't purchase her products and you buy from them, they want to inform you. They want to educate you.
Yes, we do. And we have also have a blog that's on the website, which I haven't been as active in for the past 6 months or so, because I've been distracted with doing other things, but actually recently been really inspired to get back to it, to share not only about our products or about the ingredients that you're putting on your body or about organics in general, but I've really been inspired to start sharing more about life issues that come up for all of us. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be turning 48 soon, and I've entered into this new era of my life, and I've just started recently acknowledging and realizing certain changes that I've gone through and who I am as a person. And so I thought I would start sharing some of that too. Mm-hmm. So that's called the And Baby Makes 3 blog. And it's on our website, and you can start looking for those blog posts. They'll start going out on all of our social media outlets that we have. We're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we're on Twitter, and we have a Pinterest page as well. And so you can just start to look for those blog posts along with all the other information that we're sharing on through each of those different outlets.
Fabulous. We will definitely have all that information because you are going to want to connect with Christine. I know you're not only going to want to connect with her, but you're going to also want to look up her fabulous products like this balm. I love it.
Thank you.
I'm just saying it is just so nice. And it's not greasy. You know,
no.
I mean, some people put that, you know, I've tried tons of products and some of them you put on, you're like, oh my gosh, and it's sticky and tacky. And this is so not that. And you could even put the balm, the all over body balm. Even I've done it on my
yes,
lips. Yes,
absolutely.
You know,
you can put that on your lips too.
I think it's a little, I don't want to say heavier, but I don't know. It seems heavier than the lip balm versus the
yes.
all over body, you know, but I love it. I'm just telling you, I just love it. Love it. Love it. Okay. With all of that, I have one question for you before I let you go.
Okay.
Cause I know, you know, we could talk forever.
We could.
The series is called My Strength is My Story.
Okay.
What has your story gifted you?
That is such a good question. And how to sort of distill that. I think the story actually has given me the gift of myself, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Because through the challenges that we've had, I've had to sort of shed a lot. A lot of me that wasn't serving me, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Certain habits of mine, certain reactivity, certain points of view, habits of pleasing everyone around me and not really being in touch with myself. Mm-hmm. So I just think that that is a process in life that when we can achieve that as any individual, but I think I do think, especially as women, is to really, really have the gift of ourselves, know ourselves, we can trust ourselves, we feel, you know, confident in ourselves. And so that has been, you know, that wick has been trim, and it's not always a comfortable experience. Mm-hmm. And I think that is the strength of my story in the end, is the gift of myself.
Oh, that is beautiful. And it radiates, Christine. It truly does.
Oh, thank you.
You just have this this presence about you. And I know God is going to work amazing things for Makes Three Organics indeed. And I just pray a special blessing over your company and your sweet, beautiful family.
Thank you so much. And thank you for having me on. This has been an amazing experience. I'm so grateful to be connected to you. It's such a gift and a blessing. Thank you.
Thank you. And we will have you back. We'll talk to you
okay.
soon.
Okay. Excellent.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.